I guess I had kind of left it where documentally running his car off the road was funny. It wasn't really funny, but it was more amazing that he had his camera with him while he was... He had his laptop with him while he was driving down the road, and I guess because of the rain, he slid off the road, and this car, the first thing he thinks about after he climbs out of the car, or big Jeep or something, he climbs out of this thing, and the first thing he thinks about is putting that up on Seismic. He puts it up on Seismic, and he used his laptop, and he says, I've just ran my car off the road. And here I was sitting there, of course, and it's like, wow, this is so amazing. This is faster than if there was a whole CNN crew right there and watched him go off the road. You couldn't get it to my eyes and my ears over here that fast. You know, even if I was sitting in front of the TV, to me that was amazing, amazing. And all the earthquakes we've had, I've ran right over there and said, We're having an earthquake right now. You can't get faster than that. Don't tell me that isn't something totally amazing to be able to witness it. Even YouTube, you've got to like upload it. You know, I guess you could do live video. It'd be on like TalkBox, and you'll all be talking, and an accident happened behind you. So I guess there are places for that to happen. But at that time, 2 years ago, that was too amazing. It's actually still amazing to me now. And, you know, you really got to bonding with these people that were on Seismic. I got a picture, I think, in the last one of Christine Liu. We actually had the first Southern California Seismic meetup, just her and I, at the back of Disneyland one kind of rainy day. And we all went, the two of us, went over to the hats over at Disneyland and tried on all the hats. And I got pictures of us having hats. And Christine Liu is a real sweetheart. I haven't talked to her much. I'll have to look her up and say hi. And we had Chris the Carpenter and his wife. If you get on my website, fridashat.com, you can actually see the video of Hat Friday, which is segment 54 of the C's Mix with an X at the end on YouTube. They used to do a lot of YouTube Seismic videos. And Giselle and Witt were brilliant. And, I mean, I used to teach this kind of stuff. They were brilliant with their editing and the music. They just were so talented, really. You have to hand it to Loic to be picking out young people like that that had that much talent. I would have picked them, too, you know. So all this interesting conversation was going on, but I really do believe that after a while, people realize that this is so fun. This is such a high. It's like a drug being on Seismic. Oh, my low battery thing on my iPhone. I might have to go in for the next segment, if there is one, unless I could finish it in 2 minutes. I don't think so. You know, it's such a high. Such a high being on Seismic. It is sort of like a drug and addictive. And so I, being retired and was really understanding and loving the connection it made, other people went on to find other things to do and really push themselves away from the computer, because that's the healthy thing to do. It's the healthy thing. If I was working and had bigger responsibilities at the time, I wouldn't have been able to spend so much time on Seismic. But I did, and I got to enjoy the world and really pay attention to all the little nuances of social media, all the things that happen if you stay in front of a computer too long. Oh, by the way, did I tell you I was playing computer games? WoW and LOTRO all the time, too, in between Seismic. So, you know, I got to see the nuances of how social media works. And it was amazing. It was amazing the way people came to the aid of Craig. Craig on our community was a wonderful young singer man who died after he'd had an operation. And the community came together with him. The community was there. Kathy Brooks said something, and we all came and we all cried over Craig. That was sad, very sad.